The Wittenberg Tigers getting set for the 2008 football season, and Tigers head coach Joe Finchem joins us as preseason camp gets underway and we get closer to that matchup with Olivet on September the 6th. And, Coach, first of all, thanks for taking some time with us. Your team comes off of an 8-2 season last year where you lose to two playoff teams. Obviously, went down to the wire at Wabash, a team that went all the way to the national quarterfinals. So very, very close to having a remarkable season last year. But as you pointed out at the NCAC Media Day, you were also not that many points away from having a rough year, too. So what do you take from last year as you get ready for 2008?
Well, you hope that a lot of good lessons learned, you know, and, you know, good football teams win close games. And we won some close games, but, you know, obviously the ones that people remember or talk about are the couple of maybe closer games that we didn't win. So, you know, hopefully we'll, from a maturity standpoint, we'll be able to learn from them and get better from them. And, you know, here this year, when we get in those tight games against really quality opponents, we'll find a way to win them.
Obviously, the expectations are higher this year going in because you have a third-year starter at quarterback in Aaron Huffman. You've got several players around him on the offensive side of the football that have now had a chance to show what they can do. Offensively, I would think you have to be excited because you guys really developed as the year went along.
I think we got better as the year went along. I mean, you know, obviously we played a lot of young kids last year, and offensively it takes a while to gel, you know, and if players don't know each other and don't feel they can trust each other, and obviously trying to learn systems and being able to adjust. So, I mean, yeah, we should be better, but, you know, you never can tell. You know, when I look at our depth or our talent, you know, we've got some good players. But, you know, I don't know that there's an all-star in the bunch either. I mean, nobody who is going to strike the fear of God in the opposing defense. So hopefully collectively we'll have a good team and work hard and stay healthy and continue to grow like we did last year.
At the tailback spot, you have Rod Belcher and you have Corey Weber. Do you see this as an open competition for a starting spot, or are both guys going to share time regardless?
I think it's probably fair to say that they're both going to play, you know. And we've been like this before at times. You know, you think back after Donaldson left us, you know, it was a 2000, I think it was. And, you know, we ended up with Jason Steffen and Daniel Grove split time as juniors, and Grove ended up separating himself. Will one of those guys separate themselves? You know, I don't know. I really don't. I think they're both different runners. I think that I think they're both good runners, and who knows? Maybe it becomes a two-headed monster or whatever you want to call it, where we get a lot of mileage out of both kids.
I know on the offensive line you have a few guys that you feel like you can count on, but you're still looking to fill a few holes and add some depth there, right?
You know, offensive line-wise, we do have a lot of guys back that have played. You know, Dan Smith and B.J. Code and B.J. Johnson, all three graduated. But at the same time, you know, we played a lot of young guys down the stretch. You know, Alex Burwell got a lot of snaps, and Tony Eich will be back after, you know, being a starter early and getting sick and not finishing, you know, like he wanted to. So we've got guys that have played, which is nice. We are not great in stature. It'll be a smaller line maybe than what we've played with with some of our better teams, but that doesn't mean that they can't be a good line.
On the defensive side of the football, the strength lies up front. You have some depth. You've got some guys that can really run around and make things happen across the front four. That has to be the part of the defense that you are able to kind of start with and build because of what you have.
I think defensively it always starts up front, and those defensive kids are – our defensive line guys are the strength of our team, and we do have some depth there, which is important. That means guys can, you know, we can keep fresh bodies on the field, and hopefully they'll be able to, you know, keep our linebackers, you know, clean in the run game and pressure quarterbacks to help your secondary. And but I think that there's some real quality in our D-line.
You had a freshman at linebacker that I think got everybody's attention last year. I guess my question for you is, can he repeat that type of performance now that everybody knows about him?
Yeah, I think he can. I think everybody got excited about him because he's a little guy, you know, and he looks different out there, you know. I mean, is that the political way of saying he's a little person? I mean, I'm not sure. But, you know, Brad McKinley has a great nose for the ball. He is as explosive as any player I've ever been around. And that's a lot to say with having been a freshman. Now, you know, obviously we hope he doesn't go through the sophomore jinx or whatever it is after having a great year. But Brad's a football player, and he likes to train. And I think that he plays with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder from being a little guy. And we're excited about him. I think he brings a real sense of, I don't know, he brings some attitude to the game. I think our other players kind of feed off his attitude and his toughness. And I hope like heck he's going to be a great leader for us just as a sophomore.
Last but obviously not least, special teams. You've got to find a kicker and a punter. Talk about what that's like trying to find out who can carry the load there.
Very astute of you. Nobody wants to talk about those guys, and I'm going to tell you what, you know, if you're going to have a really good football team, you better have two guys there. And I'll be honest with you, we don't know who those guys are right now. You know, we've had some great punters over the years. You know, when you think about Gallatin and some of those guys, you know, Thomas have been great players for us, and we don't know. You know, field position is without question the most important thing in a game of football, and punting is a big part of it. And you got to be able to put points on the board when you get down around the 20, and you're not always going to knock it in the end zone. And your kicker is a big deal, and he's really a big deal in Division III football. Kicking off from the 30 is a nightmare, you know, for small colleges. So it's going to be interesting to see how those positions shake down. Right now, I've got no idea who those guys are going to be. Hopefully, it will turn out a positive thing before the end of the season.
A couple of people have mentioned to me just on first glance that they thought maybe this was a favorable schedule because there's not a Capital or there's not a Dayton on there to have to deal with. But you open up with Olivet, who was a playoff team from last year. You now have the UAA teams in the mix, Wash U and Carnegie Mellon, who can play good football. So it's not exactly a cupcake schedule that you've got.
It's not. You know, I think when people look at our schedules that we've played in recent years, Capital has been tremendous for the last three or four years. You know, Dayton has always been a great program, at least in my time in small college football. You know, and Alma has been a dynamite team in Michigan. So, I think you'd be remiss to overlook Olivet. You know, we only beat them by one last year, and we're fortunate to do so. I think people would be making a huge mistake to underestimate the UAA clubs that we've got to play, because both of them have good players and are probably – as well coached as any big time school you'll ever find. I mean, Larry Kimbaum and Rich Lacter, I mean, those guys have been around the game for a long time, and in small coaching circles now, those guys command a lot of respect.
Coach, we will chat again as we get closer to the season, but best of luck with camp.
Thank you very much. Look forward to it.
Tigers head coach Joe Fincham joining us as we get set for the 2008 football season, opening up September 6th against the Olivet Comets at Edwards-Mauer Field.